A Harvard review of residents shows fatigue-related incidents increased if a new doctor had even one extended shift a month, and the adverse events rose even higher as the number of long shifts did. Mariana Sklokox was not part of the study. She did, however, assess it in a published essay.
This study actually does suggest that the current regulations may be insufficient and that maybe other dimensions need to be considered.
Sklokox is an associate professor with the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. She says there remains a scarcity of research on the relationship of residents' work schedules and adverse events compared to other industries like trucking, where nodding off can be hazardous or even deadly.
And the Federal Railway Administration also just came out with new regulations regarding distribution of rest time.
Guidelines set by the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education set a weekly work limit of 80 hours for residents. Sklokox notes many of the fatigue-related errors in the Harvard study occurred well below that threshold. Proponents of the current system say it helps new doctors learn and allows patients to have a physician who knows their case history. Shamae Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.